A man in Midtown Baltimore has no interest in selling books. He gives away thousands of them from a row house basement, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Russell Wattenberg calls it the book thing. It's not really a store, though hundreds of people shop here every weekend. On the weekdays, Wattenberg spends hours out back sorting through donated books.
Cooking.
Cooking?
Music.
Music?
Wattenberg's helper is 9-year-old Corey Dawkins. While his mom works in the office upstairs, Corey takes books from Wattenberg and dumps them into boxes by subject.
Did you put this in history?
History.
Biography.
Wattenberg needs Corey's help today. A truck came by earlier and dropped off about 11,000 books. And like a literary humane society, Wattenberg's mission is to find each and every one a good home.
You can't do a lot about a lot of stuff. Do you know what I mean? I can't create world peace, but I can give away books.
Russell Wattenberg used to tend bar at a nearby Irish pub. A group of local public school teachers used to meet there after work on Fridays. Week after week, Wattenberg says, they'd talk about how there wasn't enough money even for a few books for their classrooms. So Wattenberg started making the rounds of thrift stores and garage sales, buying 25-cent paperbacks and throwing them in the back of his van. On Fridays, he'd open the doors and give them all away to the teachers.
So it just kind of grew and grew and grew. Now I'm giving away 20,000 books a week.
Inside this small basement, a quarter of a million books are crammed into every little space. A banged-up radio hangs from a wire, and bare bulbs light the stacks, showing off section after section.
On language, this stuff is what we call pop-pop. Stuff like Tom Clancy, Anne Rice, Stephen King. It gets people in the door, and usually if they're waiting to stamp their books, they'll grab four or five more.
You don't have to be poor to shop at the book thing. The only rule is that your books must be stamped before you leave. The impression in red ink says, not for resale. This is a free book. The book thing runs on small donations from regular people and the occasional large grant from a foundation. But Wattenberg says since September 11th, as many corporations have redirected their charitable donations to relief organizations, the book thing is now operating week to week. Some have suggested that Wattenberg collect donations at the store, but he will not.
The people who want most of the books are the people who can't afford them. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had to explain to a kid that, yes, people are allowed to keep books in their homes. They had never known anybody who had a book at home.
Occasionally, a rare and valuable book will add to funds. A few weeks ago, a donated box of books included a first edition of Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. The book with its original dust jacket sold at auction for $1,200, enough to operate the book thing for another couple weeks. But Wattenberg feels a little guilty about selling any book, so he took some of the money and bought 100 copies of The Grapes of Wrath to give away, along with the other tens of thousands he gives every week.
All I am is a middleman. People give me stuff that they don't want, and I give them away to people that want them. But one thing I'll never do is I'll never charge for books here. I mean, I may send books to auction or whatever else. But the whole thing is just that when you charge for a book, you're making a value judgment on it. And you're also making a value judgment on the person who wants it.
Russell Wattenberg is not in love with the books themselves, but with the spread of free knowledge. He has another 250,000 books in rented garages around Baltimore City and a maniacal drive to give them away. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Baltimore.